best part about camping over
here? You know, honestly, sleeping in my bed, that's probably the biggest difference. You know, the work still goes on. We just don't have late days, you know, like we've had. So, you know, that's the only thing that I can really think of.
When you're out there and you see CJ go down and you hear him, how brutal is that for you to see that?
It's tough, you know, because he's having such a great camp. And, you know, I hope it's not anything too serious. You know, that's pretty much what everybody's expecting. But, you know, I just hope he can bounce back faster than normal.
Today's the first day that you guys practice without Vaughn. How different does it look? Does it feel like he's not in the middle now?
Well, when you lose a guy of that caliber, you're going to notice a difference. I mean, he's just that effective on our defense. You know, I think you would notice a lot more difference in a game time situation. But, you know, Vaughn, hopefully we have him back sooner than later.
Do you feel different now than you did 3 weeks ago about his chances?
I mean, nothing's changed. I haven't gathered any more information, new or old. I mean, everything's still the same. I'm just waiting to see what the NFL does.
Are you concerned he was arrested on Sunday? Are you concerned at all about the off the field?
From the information I have, it seems like it's unfortunate timing. Yeah. You know, it's definitely something that he needs to take care of, and I know he's on top of it.
You guys were doing red area, you pick off Peyton, just nothing but grass in front of you. How does that do for not just you, but the defense too, when you're working on such an important part of practice, this red area?
Well, that's huge. Anytime you can get a turnover in the red area, you're taking points off the board and you're putting points on our board. So, I mean, that's a big play for anybody to make a turnover down there because they're hard to come by.
I like watching that on film too, you play like that.
Oh, yeah. Love watching that. I mean, when Peyton does it, yeah, it's even more meaningful.
It kind of looked like you're running against Brady.
Huh? Yeah.
You didn't have to run.
Get the oxygen mask ready, yeah.
We had the noise pumped in today. Are you excited to go up to Seattle and hear some fans? Hostile environment?
Well, it sucks for our offense, but I know they'll be quiet for us. You know, we'll get our checks in. I just hope they get theirs.
You didn't have to really play against Russell Wilson in the preseason last year because he hadn't won that job yet. What have you learned about him, or were you watching him on tape, watching him on TV last year? What kind of player is he?
Well, I actually had a chance to meet him in person, and he's just a sharp dude, real competitive. You know, he's easygoing, but you could see the fire in his eyes. And, I mean, they got a special player in him.
So what are you guys going to have to do to try to meet Kaepernick?
I mean, we had the first one last week. Now we got the second one. So, I mean, these guys are special talents. I mean, it's not like they can just run all over the place and not throw the ball. They're pretty complete when it comes to that.
Does it make it harder to get ready for, like, Flacco and Eli, the two guys you're going to face first when you've got Kaepernick and –
Well, we'll have our opportunities. I mean, you got Sam Bradford and Carson Palmer. I mean, we'll have our opportunity to play against some pocket passes.
If Vaughn misses some time, how much can Sean Phillips help replicate the pass rush production?
Oh, I mean, he's a proven player in this league. He's hungry. You hear about guys coming over here from other teams, and you really don't know what to expect. I mean, this guy's as good a pro as I've been around. I mean, he's definitely dialed in and ready to go, so I'm not worried about it.
But what about Nate Irving?
Yeah, you know, I guess the only difference is Vaughn's pass rush abilities and, you know, versus anybody's. You know, he's always superior to pretty much anybody in the league. So, you know, but there is, you know, the run stopping. Nate's pretty good at that. So whoever we plug in there, they'll be ready to go.
Champ, Duke and Archer have been talked about a lot. They seem to have backed it up. What's your take on Duke and Champ and those places?
Well, it's kind of a surprise to you guys, but I've kind of seen this happening over the last year or so. I mean, he had a great, you know, practice squad sessions all last year, and then this year OTAs were amazing. And then now in training camp, he's even stepped it up more. I mean, I just love his aggression, his instincts. His whole game is pretty impressive.
I was going to say, you mentioned instincts. How much of what he has been kind of coached into him, and how much is it just what he brings on his own?
Well, the coaches can only do so much. You kind of got to take ownership of what you do on that field. So, I mean, they can put you in the right places, but when it comes down to it, they're not going to make the breaks for you or break the balls up. And he's doing that, and, you know, it's pretty impressive to see.
When he has a pick like he had the other day in goal line, is that one where in the meeting room everybody's like, wow, you know, we're do a double take?
Well, we're kind of used to it. I mean, the guy's special, man. He's I don't know why he didn't get drafted, but, you know, a lot of guys end up like this. But he's going to have a good career ahead of him.